Do you ever wonder what was the difference between broth and stock, or when people say they're grilling versus barbecuing? Is there actually a difference?
I can't read my wife's cooking book. It just confuses me from moment one.
Well, that's why you got to check out Brett Warshaw's book, What's the Difference? It's out today. Brett, we've been subscribing to your newsletter for, I mean, at this point, it's got to be years, right?
Yeah, I launched it in 2018, so it's now been a while. I can't believe you guys are early fans. I'm so honored.
Yeah. So your job is to basically tell us what's the difference between all these things that we assume are the same, but they're not.
Exactly. Or you might think you know the difference, but you might be wrong, or something along those lines.
You know, with cooking, Brett, I know that it's always so important is you got to have the ingredients. You got to have the ingredients. So I know that substitutions are a big thing, but some things you can do that with, some things you can't, right? So it's good to make sure that you actually know what it is you're talking about or what it is that you're being asked to provide.
Totally. You don't want to end up swapping baking soda or baking powder into a cake recipe and end up with something that's like a brick.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. I'd probably eat it anyways. No. Let's be real, Anna. But.
Yeah, yeah. This is like the perfect book for somebody that's really into food and cooking, or somebody like me that doesn't actually know what they're doing in the kitchen.
But you want to start.
So some of the things that your book covers, this is a big one, barbecue versus grilling. Is there a difference if you're saying you're going to barbecue versus saying you're not going to go out in the grill?
There's a few nuances to this. Really, barbecuing is anything with smoke. And so grilling would fall under that. But grilling is a little bit more specific. It's something that involves high heat. And when you're really putting something on a grate or something hot, so it's getting cooked by being placed on something that's hot and the heat transferring that way. Whereas Southern barbecue is done in a low and slow manner instead. And so you're really cooking with that low heat. You're cooking it for a long time. Stuff is all the good, you know, stuff in the meat is breaking down and getting that really soft texture. And so that's going to be different than grilling, which is done fast and with a high heat.
Another one that I saw this in your book and I was pumped about it is broth versus stock. So I didn't know that there was a difference, and I just bought them at the grocery store. And then one day I opened up my fridge and I grabbed it and I was like, wait a minute, why do these have different words on them? And then I looked at the recipe, and the recipe has been calling for stock, but I've been using broth. What is the difference between the two?
So stock is going to be heavier, and it's made with cooking meat bones with water and sometimes some vegetable and herbs for at least 2 hours, whereas broth is a lot lighter, and it's made with fewer or no bones, and it often includes a lot of vegetables and other aromatic stuff.
You know, if you were just talking about general things, and it would seem like these sort of substitutions wouldn't really be that big of a deal. But we all know when it comes to cooking, it's all about flavor.
Right.
You can miss out on a lot of flavor with stuff like that.
Well, I was making my chicken soup at home. I was making my chicken soup with stock. And it, like, was never right, I guess. I don't know. My daughter would be like, yeah, it's okay, Ma. And I would be like, what am I doing wrong? Like, I'm doing the same thing that my mom does.
Besides just being a failure as a parent.
Exactly.
Right, what else am I doing wrong? Right, help me out here, Aiden.
Let's do one more, and then people have to get the book for the rest of them. Cobbler versus crisp versus crumble. Like, is there really a difference?
I'll eat all of them.
There is. There's actually a lot of really funny words that are in this category of fruit desserts, but the ones that you're probably going to hear of the most are cobbler, crumbles, and crisps. A cobbler has a biscuity topping that gets dropped on top of the fruit. A crumble has a streusel that's made of butter, flour, oats, and sometimes some nuts in there too. Then a crisp is a crumble, but without oats.
They all sound delicious, and I'm now ready for fair season.
Brett Warshaw's new book, What's the Difference, is out today, and you can get it at your local bookstore, or you can get it on Amazon.com.